السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal on these ayat of the Quran Sharif which have been recited. This is a majlis of zikr, and in the last part of the ayat Allah ta'ala says that last part of the ayat which I recited, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ, when the salat of Jummah you have accomplished, you have performed, you have made, then فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, then disperse on the earth. That means go into the bazaars, marketplaces, wherever you can do some buying, selling, then go. And do what there? وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ, seek the fazl of Allah Ta'ala, seek your sustenance. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us a deen which takes care of both our needs of this world and the needs of the akhirat. Does not tell us that you must sit in the masjid 24 hours of the day making zikr, and neither tells us you must remain in the bazaar 24 hours of the day forgetting Allah Ta'ala. There has to be a balance. Of course, it is not wujub, it is not farz or wajib. If a person has got sufficient, he is retired, he's got plentiful, and he doesn't have to go and work, so then it's not that because of this ayat he has to go after Jummah to the marketplace. It says istihbab. But go and search for your sustenance. But wazkuru Allah kathiran la'allakum tuflihun. Remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in abundance so that you get success. That means in that bazaar, in that marketplace, wherever you are going now in search of your sustenance and livelihood, then don't forget that just now you read salat and came. Just now you made sajda of Jummah. Just now you are making istighfar. Just now you are making tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Just now you are praying to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Just now you heard the khutbah. Now you forget Allah Ta'ala when it comes to the business. In the business you must remember Allah Ta'ala in abundance. Or in the bazaars, marketplaces and all these places of fitna, there you must remember Allah Ta'ala even more. In your transactions, don't deal in haram. Remember Allah is watching. If you are buying stolen goods, if you are, then Allah Ta'ala is watching, Allah Ta'ala knows. Then what is the purpose then of that Jummah Salat? So the Jummah Salat was for that purpose, that now the rest of our life also, we remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and we carry out our actions in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So this zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it has to become our life. It must become a part of our life, that just as we make zikr in the mornings, evenings, or we read the other tasbihat or the duas at the different times on different occasions before eating, after meals and all the other duas, so this must become our lifestyle. Remembering of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must become our tabiyat, our mizaj. That we don't have to be reminded that you must think of Allah Ta'ala, that you must remember Allah Ta'ala. There must be no question of being reminded all the time. The person's remembrance must be there all the time. If he is doing everything according to the Sharia, then he is remembering Allah Ta'ala. If he is not doing according to that, then he is not remembering Allah Ta'ala. If a person is engaged and about to get married in a few days' time, he doesn't have to be reminded all the time that you are proposed. You must remember that, why you are proposed, a few days' time will be your nikah, you must remember that. That person will remind us half a dozen times that I'm getting married. It will be his priority number one. So if this person is going to remember so much, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, how can we forget him? There's one car that wants to come out. These three cars are blocking. 22630-231981 and 117138. Please remove your cars and help this brother to come out. 22630-231981, 117138. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's remembrance, how can we forget? When his ni'mats are so much upon us, and we are seeing it all the time, from head to toe we are seeing Allah ta'ala's ni'mats, so how can we forget Allah ta'ala? So this remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must become our mizaj. But just like that prospective groom, although he is remembering that he will be getting married and he remembers his fiancée, but it doesn't mean he doesn't eat, doesn't drink, doesn't sleep, doesn't do his business. He does everything. So in the same way, this person who is remembering Allah Ta'ala, he will be in different fields, he will be in different occupations, in different professions. Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, wo sab ke saath reh ke bhi sab se juda rahe. That is what our mizaj must become. That dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe. Our dunya, we must make it into deen. All our occupation of this world, it must become deen. We must remember that we must be with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We must be ba khuda. We are with everyone, but our hearts must be with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now that is the purpose of this majalis of zikr, to develop that consciousness. Gradually it comes. If the person keeps on taking the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then that fire of the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala lights up in the heart. So we have been discussing, or we have discussed already two or three of the verses of this poetry. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. So we are discussing gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun. Oh Allah, this heart of mine which has been overcome with passions, evil passions and desires and greed and malice and lust and all kinds of evil has come into this heart. Ghaflat has come, negligence has come, unconcerned about akhirat, unconcerned that there will be a day of judgment when I will have to answer for all my doings. Seeing what is happening around the world but not taking any lessons, what other sign of ghaflat can be more than that? That we are seeing what is happening. Now look at that club, that nightclub, which was bombed. Now it could have been anybody. Any innocent tourist could have been there too. We don't say it's haram to go to some beach resort, some of that kind, provided it's not going for some entertainment in that nightclub. But what about those people who went specially just for no other purpose but to go and have a good time? So many Muslims are going to such kind of places. And that is why I repeatedly said my dua. And it has made a lot of people make tawbah from their sins and kept them away from those haram places. So many people have told me this. Mawlana, now it makes us dash out from haram places. Even if we are desiring to go, we just entered there, suddenly that dua comes in front of our mind. Oh Allah, don't let my death be in a disco. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find me in a cinema or theater. Don't let the angel of death find me in any haram place. Just the other day a person, he says, Mawlana, I don't know how to thank you. I said, why? He says that I was nearly trapped, he says, with a prostitute. And how did he get trapped? Again, the same old story. Reading those columns in the newspapers, escort agency columns, and the person thinks that I'm a muttaqi person, I'm a very pious person. I've got such level of taqwa that these things will not affect me. I'm just reading for amusement and for a little bit of fun. Na'uzu billahi min zalik, what does that fun then lead to? He says, I was there, and just then the dua flashed, that, oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find me in a prostitute quarters. And he says, I just dashed out from there and made sincere tawbah. I took ghusl, I took bath, I made 2 rakat namaz, and I start crying before Allah, and I recalled your dua. Again he says, I recalled. Apne malik se ut karke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Now just imagine where it is helping whom, I don't even know sometimes. Now he says, immediately I made 2 rakat namaz of tawbah, and I recalled what you told us about shedding tears before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He says, after a long, long time, then I felt as if my heart got washed. Apne malik se ut karke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. But what led him there? Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala saved him. But sometimes the nafs become so ghalib and overpowering that the person forgets at that time all the duas too, and he forgets at that time the tahajjud and ishraq and chash too, and he forgets that he was at Rozay Mubarak reading durood and salat or salat and salam, and he forgets that he was at the multazam shedding tears there. He forgets everything when that illicit beloved's muhabbat comes ghalib and dominant. There must be some reason why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, tell the believers to lower their gazes. وَحْفَزُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Now if you take the extended meaning of that lower that gaze, it can also be from those articles. Keep your gaze away from those articles. Keep your gaze away from those columns. Why? وَيَحْفَزُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. If you're going to keep your eyes away from those columns, it will be a protection of your private parts against sin, against zina. So it's not only those women that you look in the streets. Out of necessity in a profession or in business or something, I've mentioned many times, there must be a fleeting glance which is not avoidable. But reading these columns, what benefit it is, except that the nafs will become excited, and after that the person could have gone. And then what if the death came in that state, and the person was in some kind of a holiday resort like that, or some kind of nightclub, or this haram action was taking place in some kind of a hotel room where the curtains may have been drawn, but you cannot protect and you cannot avoid and you cannot bar the angels of death from coming in those doors. Do they require locks and do they require keys to those locks? Do those angels of death have to go to the counter reception and ask for permission to enter our rooms? So that is what we are pleading, that is what we are begging Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for. Last night at Grey Town also we mentioned the same things. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala I repeatedly say he is very merciful, forgiving, kind. But when a person becomes obstinate, persistent, unconcerned, then there is a limit. After that, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab is unleashed, may Allah ta'ala protect us, then we can make use of everything of this world to prevent it, but nothing will be able to prevent it. So we are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to change this damaged heart of ours, that it is beyond surgery repairs now. It has gone to that extent that this heart, listening to all the verses of the Quran Sharif, listening to so much of hadiths, so much of nasihats, but the moment we come out of the masjid, back again onto the same haram. So it needs a transplant of a righteous heart, of a qalb-e saleem. We are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to transplant one qalb-e saleem with all those sifats that go with the qalb-e saleem. And it's not difficult for Allah ta'ala. And where will that heart transplant take place? It will take place in the majlis of the Ahlullah. In the sohbat of the Ahlullah is the only place that the transplant can take place. Wallah, when I am saying this, deep down in my heart, I know that I am not one of them. And I am not claiming to be one of them. But I know this very well, that in the company of the Salihin, in the company of the Mashayikh, who have purified their hearts, who have made tazkiyah of their qulub, who have taken the pain on their hearts of restraining themselves from haram, and who have made so much of zikr and tilawat and ibadat, that their hearts have now become reservoirs of ikhlas, and there's a fire of the love of Allah Ta'ala burning in those hearts, then in their company, in their majlises, we will find our hearts also lighting up. The desire to make tawbah will come. Although the person will still make mistakes, he will make accidents, but the thing is that in those majlises, the person will really, from deep down, he will think that, I wish I become like that. It won't be just like a fiery speech or some flowery speech that the person hears and he'll make wah wah and go home. He will begin to think that, no, I have to make a change. I have to start some way. I have to make some effort. Then he may drop again, he may fall, gire girke uthe, utke gire, girke uthe, utke dode, dodke bhage. Maybe falling, getting up, falling, everything will take place. Finally the person will get up and run. But he has to make the effort to get up. But if he says, no, I'm enjoying myself in the gutter, then he will never reach the shower room. He must get up from that gutter. Fell down accidentally, now get up from that gutter. Slipped and fell. Now there's a lot of dirty, filthy water that's running there, there's urine in there, there's all the sewage and everything mixed within. I fell down, what must he do? So now don't enjoy that situation. Get up. Run to the bathroom. Take a shower. Change the clothes. Put itar and perfume. And smell fresh again. The same way the person fell down, he went into some sin. So to remain in that sin is not the sign of a believer. He must get up quickly. He must dash into the bathroom of Tawbah. Take the shower of Tawbah. Wash his heart. Shed those tears. Apne malik se ut kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde me ro ro ke abad kar. So cry before Allah. And clean and purify that heart again. Then make some zikrullah, which is the itar and the khushbu and the fragrance. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Ask for the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Don't think that we will be able to do everything. Don't trust our own effort also. Negate everything. Make the effort, because that is our duty. But don't claim any kind of superiority or any kind of, don't suffer from any kind of complex, or don't believe that I am person of great kamal and great worth and perfection. Always humble ourselves, negate our efforts and say, Ya Allah, I need your fazl. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ. If it had not been the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His rahmat, none of you could have attained tazkiyah of the heart. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is talking about the sahaba ikram who were in the company of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But regarding them also, Allah Ta'ala says the fazl of Allah Ta'ala and the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala and the mashiyat of Allah Ta'ala, these three things were necessary for their tazkiyah. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made it easy for them to get to the company of Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Otherwise, Abu Lahab saw Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam so many times. Abu Jahl saw him so many times. But he didn't accept Islam. His uncle, who loved him so much but didn't accept Islam. So Allah Ta'ala's mashiyat, Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, mercy, and Allah Ta'ala's fazal, His grace. So keep asking for that, and with that make the effort, and then see inshallah how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes it easy. We can't seem to be going very much ahead, but never mind, it's just a little. But if it sinks in the heart, and if it makes somebody or the other run and dash out of sinful areas and places, then I feel that it is wusool, it has been accepted inshallah. And as I said that recently, this is something that is being echoed by so many people, that somebody will say that it was that particular incident that you mentioned, somebody will say it was that dua, somebody will say it was that verse of poetry, somebody will say something else. So that shows that was the mashiyat of Allah, the rahmat of Allah, the fazal of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala somehow got them to listen to that. And that became the means of their hidayat. So it is the same thing again. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah the tawfiq of making amal. We haven't read this Ayme Redata for some time. Achha, aapki bhi yehi khwahish thi, mashallah. اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 کسب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں
दीन की दौलत कुछ न कमाई, कस्ब में दुनिया ही के रहा में, दीन की दौलत कुछ न कमाई, वक्त यूं ही बेकार गुजारा, उम्र यूं ही गफलत में गवाई। खल्क में सबसे मैं ही बुरा हूँ, कोई नहीं है मुझ में भलाई, खल्क में सबसे मैं ही बुरा हूँ, कोई नहीं है मुझ में भलाई, मुझसा कोई बदकार न होगा, कौन सी मैंने की न बुराई, मुझसा कोई बदकार न होगा, कौन सी मैंने की न बुराई। ओ अल्लाह, देयर इज नो वन मोर सिनफुल देन माई सेल्फ, विच सिन इज इट दैट आई हैवन कमिटेड? Sins of the eyes, sins of the ears, sins of the tongue, sins of the hands and feet, heart and mind, sins of earning, sins of spending, so many types of sins. We do not even know sometimes that we are committing certain sins. So we tell Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that there is nobody as bad as myself.
خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہِ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہِ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ
ठाट पैर हो अल्लाह 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 Allah 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 Apni raza mein mujhko mita de اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بھولانا خود بھی اگر میں شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے. ان کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رحيم يا كريم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا. Oh Allah, we have done great injustice upon our own souls. Oh my beloved Allah, we have done great injustice to our own souls. وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا. Oh Allah, if you are not going to forgive us, if you are not going to shower your mercy upon us, oh Allah, if you are not going to cast your glance of mercy upon us, then oh Allah, we will be from the losers. Ey mere Allah, phir to hum khasare mein hai, phir to hum nuksan mein hai. Allah, then we will face destruction. Oh my beloved Allah, we are acknowledging all our sins, we are confessing before you. Oh my Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. Mere Allah, yaqeenan hum mujrim hai. Oh Allah, there is no doubt that we are the greatest of all sinners. Oh my beloved Allah, which sin is there under the sun that we have not committed? Ey Allah, so many sins we commit, we are not even aware of that we are committing those sins. But oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, compassionate, kind, loving, caring Allah, oh my beautiful Allah, you dearly love the forgiveness of the sins of sinners. Hey Allah, what else has gathered us here? Oh my Allah, such large numbers, for what have they gathered? Ya Allah, we have gathered for no other purpose but to seek forgiveness for our sins. Ya Allah, we have believed in you as our Khaliq. We have believed in you as our Creator. We have believed in you as our merciful Allah. We have believed in you as a Kareem Allah, the Allah who gives without anyone deserving. Ey Allah, therefore we are extending these begging bowls before you. Mere pyare Allah, mere pyare Allah, hum tere saamne hamare gande haath phailaye hue. Ya Allah, we are extending these begging bowls, and we are extending them before a Kareem Allah. You are hearing everything. You are seeing everything. Oh Allah, you are not made of stones. Oh Allah, we are not worshipping an idol made of stones. Ya Allah, we are worshipping an Allah who is all seeing, all hearing, all knowing, whose treasures are unlimited. Ay Allah, we are begging of one whose treasures are unlimited, who is a very forgiving Allah. Ay Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam informed his ummat
that in istighfar and tawbah, they will be blessed with all your bounties. Ey mere pyare khuda, therefore we are making istighfar. Ya Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. Ya Allah, we do not want to return to those sins again. Sins haven't brought us any kind of peace or happiness in our lives. Ya Allah, sins bring nothing but misery. Sins bring nothing but restlessness. Sins bring nothing but anxieties and worries. Especially for a believer, oh my beloved Allah, when he knows that there is a day of judgment, when he knows that the angel of death could strike any time, ay Allah, then there can be no enjoyment and fun and pleasure in sins. Ay mere pyare khuda, give us the realization that sins is a link with the azab of Jahannam. Ay Allah, the fire of Jahannam immediately takes effect on the heart of the person that begins to sin. Mere pyare Allah, therefore give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Ya Allah, forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Mere pyare khuda, when we were committing sins in the darkness of nights, we forgot that even if there is a tiny little black ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Allah, oh my beloved Allah, give us that realization that you are watching us. Oh Allah, we are turning towards you. Ya Allah, forgive us, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Allah, how much of haram we have seen with our eyes. Such a great gift of yours. Allah, you could have snatched our sight away there and then. But how merciful you are. How forgiving you are. That we saw so much of haram and you have still given us sight. Allah, we listen to so much of haram and you have still given us the power of listening. Allah, we have spoken so much of haram, but still you have given us the power of speech. Ey mere pyare khuda, where can there be another Allah? There is no Allah besides you. You are the only Allah. You are our maqsood. You are our ma'bood. You are our masjood. Ey mere pyare khuda, ہمارے گناہوں کی وجہ سے تیری نظر رحمت مت پھیر. یا اللہ, it seems as if, یا اللہ, because of our sins, the rains of your azab are coming down instead of rains of rahmat. اے میرے اللہ, we can see the waves of azab everywhere, waves of azab in every country. اے میرے اللہ, remove these waves of punishment and azab. And oh Allah, send down the rains of rahmat. Hamare gunahon ki wajah se apni nigahe rahmat mat pher. Ya Allah, don't turn away from us sinners your gaze of rahmat and mercy. Ay Allah, who is there for us besides you? There is no support for us besides your support. Ay Allah, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ay Allah, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, ہم بدکار ہیں, ہم گنہگار ہیں, ہم سب کچھ ہیں, بندے تو تیرے ہیں, تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم جائے کہاں. Allah, whether we go east or west, whether we go north or south, whether we go deep down the ocean or above the heavens, it is your kingdom. Allah, we cannot escape your might and sight. اے میرے پیارے خدا, تو ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما. ہم کدھر جا رہے ہیں میرے مولا. Oh Allah, in which direction we are going? So much of negligence, so much of indifference, unconcerned about the akhirat, unconcerned about your azab, unconcerned that there is a day of judgment, unconcerned that death is lurking behind us. Ay mere Allah, shaitan and nafs have overpowered us. Ay Allah, save us from the mischief of nafs and shaitan. Ay Allah, save us from the mischief of nafs and shaitan. Ah, mere Allah, release us from every other chain which has tied us up. Allah, tie us up firmly in the chains of your Muhammad, in the chains of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay Allah, true freedom we will only get when we get tied in the chains of your love and the chains of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey mere pyare khuda, we have become the slaves of nafs and shaitan. Oh Allah, like a leash around the neck of a dog, as we pull the dog along, Allah, nafs and shaitan are pulling us along to the cinemas, to the theaters, to the casinos, to the haram on the television, to the haram on the internet. Allah, the porn sites on the internet, to the filthy articles in the magazines and newspapers. Allah, nafs and shaitan are dragging us along, and we are following, oh my beloved Allah. And yet they have declared themselves as our enemies. Where Allah, we have made friends of those who are our enemies. And we have made enemies of those who are our friends. Where Allah, we made you our enemy. We made Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam our enemy. How can we then get rahmat and barakat? But oh my Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. Ay Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. Ay Allah, your forgiveness has got no limits. The sins of the entire mankind, if put on one scale, and oh Allah, just one drop from your ocean of maghfirat on the other scale, Ya Allah, the drop of maghfirat will outweigh the sins. Mere pyare khuda, even if our sins are like the waves of the ocean, if it is like the grains of sand on earth, if it is like the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if it is your entire creation put together, Ay Allah, then to your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Mere Allah, we have gone weak, but you are not weak. Ay Allah, if we are not giving up our evil, why should you give up your good habit of forgiveness? Mere Allah, hum agar apni nalayiqi nahi chhodte, to tu tiri sifate kareebi aur ehsaan ko kyun chhode? Mere Allah, don't look at our sins. Mere Allah, don't look at our sins. Look at the tears of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for this ummat. Mere Allah, mere pyare nabi ke aansuo ko dekh, mere pyare nabi ke khoon mubarak ko dekh. Look at his blood, O Allah, which oozed in Taif, which oozed in Uhud, which flowed in so many places. Ay Allah, with the sadqa of that, forgive us. Ay mere pyare khuda, we want to become your walis, we want to become your friends. But oh Allah, nafs and shaitan do not want us to get a taste and enjoyment of your closeness. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan puts before us all the haram and gives us the false impression that there is enjoyment in haram. Ay Allah, give us a taste and enjoyment in your ibadat, in your zikr, in tilawat of the Quran Sharif, in service to mankind, in charities. Ya Allah, dekh kaamo ke andar hame halawat naseeb farma. Put the sweetness of iman into our hearts. Ya Allah, if you can put sweetness into bamboo sticks, and oh Allah, thereafter when we have to take that sugar cane to the mill, so much of sugar is taken out. Oh Allah, billions and billions of tons of sugar have been produced. Ya Allah, if you can put such kind of sweetness into stick, what is it difficult for you to put the sweetness of iman into our hearts? Allah, put the sweetness of iman in our hearts. Allah, give us such a bond with you, such a bond with you, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Allah, hum kamzor hai, hum zaif hai, hum natawa hai. Ya Allah, bless us with good health. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, our brothers, sisters, parents, whoever may be sick and ailing in hospitals or at homes, Ya Allah, give them complete cure from all their ailments and sicknesses. Ya Allah, those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Those who have passed away, O Allah, forgive their sins, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, their book of deeds are now closed. Mere Allah, they depend on us to send some sawab to them. Ay Allah, we are making dua for them, that forgive each and every one of them. Ay Allah, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Oh Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, give plentiful of halal, and oh Allah, get them out from their financial difficulties. Ya Allah, give every person who is in debts the intention and the irada and the determination that he wants to pay back every cent that is due. And then bless him with plenty of barakat in his risk and sustenance, and make him pay off all the debts which are due. Ya Allah, if we have usurped any person's property, then give us the tawfiq to return whatever is due to whomsoever it is due. Ey mere pyare khuda, those who have got no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have got children make the children the coolness of their eyes. Allah, so many parents telephone us and request duas for their children who are gone on drinks, on drugs, on vices. Pray Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim and give the parents the hidayat to clean out their homes of all the filth that has entered, which is causing such influence on the children. Ay Allah, make the parents role models for the children. Ay mere pyare khuda, hame sihat de, afiyat de, salamati de, izzat de, rahat de, maghfirat de, jannat de. Cause us to cross pull sirat like lightning, O Allah, and give us entry into jannat without any reckoning, O Allah. Ay mere pyare khuda, give us entry into jannat without any reckoning. Ay Allah, we cannot bear the fire of this world. Even if there is a little candle, O my beloved Allah, which has been lit, we cannot place our finger on that little flame. Where can we take the azab of Jahannam? Mere pyare khuda, hum jo bahadur bane hue hai, mere Allah, humare hal par raham farma. Ya Allah, enter us into Jannat without any reckoning. Don't test us, O Allah, we are extremely weak, don't test us. Allah, even in this world, do not test us. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of the ni'mats of this world. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of the akhirat. Ya Allah, don't deprive us of the ni'mats of this world and the ni'mats of the akhirat. And because of our sins, O Allah, do not snatch away those ni'mats. Allah, we are seeing everywhere in the world how the ni'mats are being snatched away. Allah, we are also involved in so much of wastage of your blessed ni'mats. Allah, so much of israf takes place in our weddings and our walimas. So much of our food goes into garbage bags, O Allah. Mere pyare khuda, because of our ingratitude, don't snatch away those ni'mats as you did for the nations of the past. Ay Allah, the enemies of Islam have gathered together to destroy the Muslim Ummah. But O Allah, you can give them hidayat. Bless them with Islam and Iman. Allah, give them Iman and Islam. It is our weakness, O Allah, that we did not present before them Islam and Iman. Allah, in our lifestyles, we did not display and project Iman and Islam. In their dealings with us, they did not see Iman and Islam. In our walimas and weddings, they did not see Iman and Islam. Ey mere pyare khuda, it is our weakness. But O Allah, give them hidayat. But if they are obstinate and they have made up their minds that they will not accept Islam, although knowing fully well that Islam is the best of all ways of life, then, O Allah, if they have made up their minds that they will cause problems for the Muslim Ummah, that they will bulldoze the homes of the little children, ah, very Allah, merciless, O my beloved Allah, if they have made up their minds that they are going to destroy the homes and destroy the property, and they will rain their bombs on the Muslim Ummah, then, O my Allah, you destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Ya Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Ya Allah, send gale force winds against them. Send the flood waters against them. O Allah, cause the planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink. O my beloved Allah, create division and disunity amongst their ranks. Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai jo Badr ka khuda tha. You are the same Allah that was the Allah of Uhud. You are the same Allah that was the Allah of Khandaq and Fateh Makkah. Ay Allah, tu Musalman ko himmat de, quwwat de, nusrat de, madad de. Ay Allah, mujahideen Islam ki nusrat aur madad farma. Allah, assist them with the angels as you assisted them in the battle of Badr. Mere pyare khuda, ek din is dunya ko chhod ke jana hai. We have to come to you whether we like it or not. So many janazas are leaving our areas and our homes and our cities and our towns and our countries. Ay Allah, give us the tawfiq of taking a lesson. Ay Allah, we do not know when the angel of death will strike. Oh Allah, we are reading of bomb blasts taking away so many people. We are reading of earthquakes taking away so many people. We are reading of accidents, O Allah, taking away so many lives. We are reading of shooting cases and murder cases. Ay Allah, we do not know when our death will come, how it will come and where it will come. Ay Allah, then how can we be in haram places? Ay Allah, give us the realization that the angel of death can strike anywhere. So therefore, my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death find us in a cinema or a theater. Don't let the angel of death find us in a prostitute quarters. Don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication. Don't let the angel of death find us popping drugs into our mouths or with a bottle of wine in our hands. Ha, very Allah, we do not know when the angel of death will strike. He does not send any warning signs, O my beloved Allah. He does not announce his coming, O my beloved Allah. Therefore, O my Allah, give us caution. Ya Allah, give us hidayat. Ya Allah, give us istiqamat on deen. Ya Allah, with the time of our death comes, take us to Madinah Tayyibah. Bless us with shahadat in Madinah Tayyibah. Ya Allah, mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam ke roze mubarak ke saamne. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasool Allah on our lips. Ya Allah, cause our soul to depart. Ya Allah, bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. But if our death is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, O Allah, let it be a death of barakat. Ya Allah, don't let our death be a death which causes embarrassment, shame, humiliation and disgrace to the Muslim Ummah. Ay Allah, give hidayat to the Ummah. Ay Allah, give haya and sharm to the Muslim Ummah. Ay Allah, our women folk have lost their haya. Our men folk have lost their haya. We brag about our sins. We advertise our sins. We are unashamed of Allah, our pictures appearing in newspapers, seen in clubs and in cinemas, in theaters and in casinos, laughing and smiling and giggling. Where Allah, when the Ummah is going to smile and laugh and giggle on sins, then where is the Iman, O Allah? Mere Pyare Allah, the Sahaba used to make Ibadat, Zikr, Tilawat, Jihad, and then they used to cry that we haven't been able to do justice. Ay Allah, aaj hum gunah par gunah, gunah par gunah, sins upon sins, sins upon sins. And O Allah, we still smile and we laugh. Mere Allah, give us Hidayat. Allah, before the time of our death comes, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Let us wash our hearts with the waters of tawbah before the water of mayyat is poured over our bodies. Allah, give us the garment of taqwa above our hearts before the garment of kafan is put over our bodies. Allah, all the duas that Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam made for us and for the ummah, Allah, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness, wives and children with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas, and especially the fitnas of Dajjal, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection. O Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke sadqa-e-tufail mein hamari dua'o ko qubool farma. Allah, jitne bhi dini kaam ho rahe, sab ko qubool farma. تبلیغ و دعوت کو قبول فرما, مساجد مدارس کی محنت قبول فرما, تبلیغ کی محنت قبول فرما, خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما. اے اللہ, تصنیف کی محنت قبول فرما. اللہ, whosoever is doing the work of deen in whichever field, bless the workers with ikhlas. اے اللہ, bless the workers of deen with ikhlas. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين.